Friday, the 3rd of October. I'm Alec Hogg, and here is my missive for premium members. Well, a lot of South Africa is caught up in the drama around the Madlanga Commission, but it reminded me of how journalism has changed in South Africa. Now, remember, what we're hearing at the moment on the Madlanga Commission is almost one side of the story. It's a little bit like when I was a young reporter. Well, I was a financial journalist, so I went in a different stream, but the news and the political reporters were all sent off to court. That was where they began, and they were taught there that there are always two sides to the story. Why? Because in every court case, you get affidavits from the one side and counter-affidavits from the other. That is not what we are seeing at the moment in the reporting of the Madlanga Commission. You are getting the one side of the story, and that is being reported as fact. Wait until the second side of the story comes in to get a better picture. And this can be really emphasized through what happened in the VBS bank saga. Advocate Terry Matau told us that they liberally used Section 204, which is the indemnity part of the Criminal Procedure Act, where affidavits that were submitted initially by witnesses, when they were told that they could plea bargain and then not be held responsible or not be charged on anything that they fessed up to, they changed their stories 180 degrees. And that made a very big difference to the whole VBS saga and actually cracked the case, if you like, for the National Prosecuting Authority. Now, here in the Madlanga Commission, we haven't got anything like that. At the moment, we've got the one side being told to us. Another side to the story will be coming. How do I know this? Well, Paul O'Sullivan has been sharing information with me that he is likely to be giving to the commission when he gets his opportunity. And there's some pretty hectic counters to the evidence that's been led so far. So my urging would be keep an open mind. Don't believe everything that is being reported right now as being fact. It's only the one side of the case. Another side of the case is something that OpenAI has just launched. It's called Sora. It's a video option where you can put your face there and tell Sora to create a video of you playing football in Mars or scoring a goal in the World Cup final or getting a hole in one on the golf course, and the AI will create it for you. Initial views are that this could be as popular as ChatGPT, which changed the world as we know it and introduced artificial intelligence into our daily lives. We are already seeing that artificial intelligence is being used in videos and primarily by nefarious actors. We had a part of that shown yesterday in the BizNews briefing, where we picked up on a fake news video that is being distributed purporting to have Trevor Manuel, the former Minister of Finance and Chairman of Old Mutual, tell us that you can invest 4,500 rand in a particular financial institution and get 40,000 rand back. Of course, it's all a scam, and Trevor Manuel did this morning issue a statement warning people that he had absolutely nothing to do with it. But now you can just imagine, with Sora coming onto the field, it's going to be even easier for scamsters, but also quite a lot of fun for the rest of us. Just stay aware, stay alert. Just like I mentioned a moment ago about the Madlanga Commission, don't make up your mind yet there. Don't make up your mind, please, on something that you see online purporting to be something that it quite possibly isn't. And the acid test there is something is too good to be true. It usually is. Talking about too good to be true, we have something almost that good, and that's the Easy Equities platform that has put together our Ricardo portfolio. You now have access to both the South African Rand and the US dollar portfolios. You can go onto BizNews, go and have a look in the section which says BN Portfolios, and you'll have both of them there changing through the day. In other words, being continuously updated through the day on the way that the share prices are performing. And it's quite addictive, actually. So please don't go in there and make this your daily. Well, I suppose it's like watching a casino in a way, because share prices do change all the time. And fortunately, it's early days for the Ricardo portfolio, but we do seem to be a little bit in front at the moment. All of 163 Rand and 41 cents on the 10,000 Rand investment on the Rand portfolio. So it's great fun. But remember, investing in shares is a long-term endeavor. And what we are doing here is Rand cost averaging. We're going to be investing, from the BizNews side, 10,000 Rand a month in both the US dollar and in the Rand portfolio, and then discussing the performances or the latest updates of the underlying stocks in those portfolios. So it gives you a easy way to start investing. You don't have to put 10,000 Rand in. You can put 1,000 Rand. You can put 100 Rand in if you prefer, but at least start somewhere and then you can go into the future. This weekend, we've got our big game for the Springboks. It's the Rugby Championship. It's the decider if the New Zealanders beat the Australians in Perth, which is, it's going to be a tough game, but it's possible, given that the New Zealanders beat the Australians in New Zealand last weekend. Then that means that the Springboks have to beat Argentina in the neutral venue of Twickenham, but there will be a Bok army of expats shouting them on. And wherever we might be in the world, let's add our voices to that as well. We've got some really big news for you. On Monday, we launch a brand new product in partnership with ENCA. If you tune in to ENCA at 7:30 every evening from Monday to Thursday, you'll see Bronwyn or myself delivering for about 15 minutes the latest business news of the day. We're very excited about it. It's an upscale, if you like, or a focused approach from our existing BizNews briefing. BizNews briefing's not going to be affected. That's going to continue as is. But we will have a really focused business report for you every night on ENCA at 7:30. I hope you're going to tune in for the very first one on Monday evening. Cheerio.